Friday. And that can only mean one thing. It's time for the best of Sell or Die.
The best nuggets of sales wisdom every week. All in one place.
A sales slap in the face. A sales refresher.
I feel refreshed.
I can tell. And if you want to go back and listen to the full episodes, we've made it easy. There are links to each of the episodes right in the show notes.
If you love the podcast, if you're a true Sell or Diehard, and you haven't given us a 5-star review on iTunes yet,
what are you waiting for?
Seriously, Friday is the best day to do it. It helps us so that we can help you.
It's time for the best of the best, the cream of the crop, the creme de la creme, sales grade A red meat. It's time
to sell or die. So sometimes people will say they need more than one night to get over it. Are you saying that, look, the sun has risen?
Yep.
And now is that time?
I'm going to give you one day. I'm going to give you 24 hours.
Okay.
Because I think the longer that we wallow in it, the longer it's going to take us to recover.
Ooh. Is it like a day for a day kind of thing? Like,
oh, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe 2 days. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Yeah. And so, okay, how did you come up with this? Was this something that you started to say when your son went to college? Mm-hmm. You were going through like...
Jen, I'll be honest. I was going through a bad time. No, I'm not going to lie. I'm an open book. I was going through a bad time. And it was just really self-reflection. And it was too much of woe is me. And at the end of the day, I had to own up to my weaknesses about, okay, this is not about me, really. I mean, it sort of is, but it's really not about me. We have children and they do grow up. That's a fact.
Yeah.
You know, we can't hold them back. So they do grow up. But what I am starting to educate other people on too in some of my talks is what does your life look like? Because if you surround yourself with one thing your whole life, whether that's your job or your kids or your spouse, if something happens or, you know, they do grow up and leave, where does that leave you? Where does that leave you? So if you surround yourself, your whole identity in that one business deal and you lose that deal.
Now what?
Now what?
Yeah.
Now what?
And so how do you think people should go about really understanding their identity?
Interesting. Okay, Jen, that is evolving. We should not, we don't know the answer to that question immediately.
All right, we will cut it.
But here's the good part.
Yeah.
Every day gives us a day to learn about that. And I think that as we grow and evolve as people and, you know, with age comes wisdom. And I really think that it is true at certain points in our life, we can accept things that maybe we couldn't accept 10 years ago or 5 years ago. And, you know, it's really true. After 40, you start to not care so much about opinions or what people think or, you know, because you start to do things for yourself.
Well, an old soul, so I started that young. Well,
you are ahead of the game because believe me, some of us are still trying not to get our feelings hurt.
Oh, it's hard. But that's the thing. Like, you can't take things personally, right?
And I think one of the things that's important for our listeners, for you diehards out there, is Andy is a person who is looking at legacy. And legacy is something that is overlooked by almost everybody when they're working hard. He has a quote. I'm going to give you the quote. It's his quote number 10. Instead of thinking how hard your journey is, think how great your story will be. And the story is the legacy. What have you done for other people? How have you helped other people? What's your journey been? And what will people say about you when you're gone? Andy Frisella, he was and that's the real deal.
And I think people, you know, I think the cool thing too, and people don't realize it. You don't realize this when you don't have any money. because your goal is just to have some money.
Yeah.
But I can tell you this, I've made a lot of money and I have a pretty cool fucking story. And the coolest thing about my life right now is not the houses or the cars or the travel or any of that shit. It's not the, it's nothing material. It's when I get to sit down with someone, tell them how my story went and see them light up in belief that they can actually go do something great. And that to me is the most valuable thing that I've got going for me. And it's the most valuable thing. It's the most fulfilling thing. And that came from the struggle. It came from the long time where I didn't make any money. It came from all the hardship. And everybody is trying to skip all of that. And I know because I was the same way. I was the guy that wanted to be rich in 1 week, 1 year. But looking back, I would have cheated myself out of everything great had that actually happened. And that's something that, that people just can't understand until they're on the other side of the mountain.
Yeah. I totally agree. Yeah, people want to know the shortcut. I tell them take the long cut.
Yeah, it's way more interesting and fun and fulfilling. And it teaches you everything you need to know so that, like, for example, if fire and brimstone comes down today and smashes everything that I have, guess what? I'll be back because right. I know what to do.
Exactly.
And that's a nice feeling as an entrepreneur, because I just started feeling that in the last maybe 2 years. And up until that point, I was scared shitless every day, you know, and I'm still scared every day, but I handle it in a different way with a sense of confidence that I know, like, if this were to go away, I can rebuild something.
And no, more important, are you going to become a Miracle Morning person? And what's the potential impact of that? But okay, we've held our diehards in
I know,
shock
I'm,
long
I'm
enough.
In suspense. We got to know, what's the miracle equation?
Oh, the miracle equation. No, it's just a blank book. You just,
open it up and it's white pages.
Cool.
All right. So here we go. I'll give the most concise answer to that I can. It is made up of, I mean, the subtitle says it, right? The two decisions that move your biggest goals from possible to probable to inevitable. These decisions are deceptively simple in their explanation. Like, if I just tell you what they are and then, you know, we hang up right now, you'll be like, yeah, that didn't, I don't know what to do with that. It gives me nothing. So they're deceptively simple in their explanation, but very rare in their execution. And it's like, you know, there's very popular adage, right? That success is not, success is not easy, but it is simple, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, you paint by numbers, you follow step one, step two, step three. It's just that most people aren't willing to follow those steps until they get there. They follow them for a day and then they get bored or they encounter adversity and they just give up or whatever. So here are the two decisions. The first is unwavering faith. The second is extraordinary effort. And like I said, if we left it there, you're like, great. So believe in myself and work hard. Awesome, Hal. That's revolutionary. It's not quite that simple, or it is that simple, but here's the point. If you look at the world's most successful people, right? So let's kind of litmus test these two decisions against the world's most successful people in any industry, in any walk of life. By default, everyone and anyone who has accomplished something extraordinary, personally, professionally, in any industry, they had to establish the faith. You can call it belief, right? Use whatever language floats your boat, what resonates with you. But they had to establish the faith that they could do something they had never done before, right? When I broke the first Cutco record, I had never sold a knife, let alone broke a record. I had to establish the faith I could do something I had never done before. But establishing the faith is the easy part of unwavering faith. It's maintaining the faith so it doesn't waver that takes the effort. That's the real hard part, right? So if you're an optimist, part of the Optimist Club, you believe by the Optimist Credo that says anything is possible, rah, rah, you know. But we don't pursue that which is possible. We pursue that which is probable. Think about this if you're listening. When was the last time that you gave everything you had to a goal that you didn't actually believe you were going to accomplish? Right?
That's very, very counter. Never. That would be never.
Never. No. Yeah. But the world's most successful people, that's the level of faith they approach to the outcomes they want to generate. So, for example, I wanted to walk again. Doctors said I couldn't. right? So like there was the odds of that goal happening based on every data point being given to me by doctors was I had no evidence that I was going to walk again. Zero, none. In fact, everything was pointing to and the experts were telling me I wasn't going to walk again. That created fear within me. And most of us live by that fear and we die by that fear. You have to replace fear with faith. And let me give you the tangible way to make the faith unwavering. It's not rocket science. It's put it in writing. So the miracle equation, I create what I would call a miracle mantra or a miracle affirmation. When I had cancer, my affirmation said, I will beat cancer and live to be 100 years old alongside my wife and kids. No matter what, there's no other option. That was my unwavering faith in writing. And whenever I had fear that I might die, which fear showed up for me probably at least every day, at least once a day. But most people, they go down the rabbit hole and fear encompasses their consciousness and it becomes their reality and it actually becomes their physical reality when it starts as a mental and emotional reality. So for me, that didn't happen because I only allowed myself to consider the fear for a few moments. And then I pulled out my miracle mantra and I replaced the fear with the faith that no. Yeah, I could die. Yeah, that's a possibility. Yeah, but that's not my reality. I'm not going to live there. My reality is I am committed to living to be 100 years old alongside my wife and kids. No matter what, there's no other option. And that is the first step to everything you want in your life is to establish the faith, and you can call it belief if you want, that you can, and it's more faith in yourself, by the way. This isn't faith in like a higher power, and I'm not discounting that faith. I definitely believe in harnessing the faith you can have in your doctors, your life, your whatever, the universe, your vision board, wherever you need to put your faith, right? The more sources, the better. But most importantly, it is faith in yourself and your willingness to do whatever it takes to overcome or achieve anything and everything you want in your life. And so that is what I mean when I'm talking about unwavering faith. It's not just this mystical thing. It's really rooted in your belief in yourself.
This has been a Sell or Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to the GittimerLearningAcademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to GittimerLearningAcademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher and come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit SellorDieNetwork.com.